The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist joins us. Speaking of getting colder, it's a bit icy after Theresa May's comments on Brexit.
It is a bit. Morning, Steve. Yeah, I suppose she gave her 12-point plan and it was always going to garner a few headlines. The Prime Minister here now being called the new Iron Lady, or in one tabloid headline, Tungsten Theresa. There's also a bit of triumphalism around. There was one headline this morning that said, Europe, do a deal with us or we will crush you, which is a little bit concerning. But the fact is that 27 European Union nations, the French president chief amongst them, have made clear that for their own good, they can't afford to see the UK do better outside of their club than inside. It wouldn't be good for them, would it? But lo and behold, Boris Johnson has warned European leaders like the French president, don't give the UK punishment beatings, as he put it, in the manner of some World War II movie. At which point then we have a minor diplomatic incident, because essentially the Foreign Secretary is suggesting the French might be acting like an occupying Nazi force, which is a little bit disturbing, isn't it?
How funny. Boris is causing some tension. Who would have thought? Now, Gambia, I'm not too certain why you'd go there as a tourist, but there's some tension there and a bit of an evacuation underway.
Well, it's become increasingly, it's one of those places where you get a bit of, for us, winter sunshine.
True.
It's not so very far away. And also being a relatively sort of new player, again, it's quite cheap and you get some very nice deals. Then you get things like crocodile safaris, which in themselves become quite interesting. So you can see how the Gambia might be attractive for some. But with all this political turmoil and President Yama refusing to step down and obvious fears that nobody's using the phrase civil war, but that's the concern that maybe that could start. So lo and behold, thousands of British and Dutch tourists, these two nationalities in particular, are being flown home immediately from the Gambia in West Africa. And, I mean, just one, for instance, Thomas Cook alone, one of the major tour operators to the Gambia, they have 3,500 British customers there, or they did. Obviously, some have already come out. But also a very weird link. The man who was voted in as president in this country and so far denied the job is Adama Barrow, who was once a security guard in a high street store in London. It's a small world, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, I'm reluctant to ask about the next issue, and that's the search for female intelligence. I don't really want to get myself in trouble.
Yeah, you've used the phrase though, haven't you? But the search is for female intelligence to work in Britain's intelligence agency GCHQ, otherwise known as the Spy Listening Centre. I'm sure they won't be short of female intelligence, but the point is, what they're really saying is they want to find more young women to work in an area which is often seen, you know, spy stuff is just for boys, some might think that. So they're trying to actively shed, as they put it, the image of intelligence agents as male, pale and stale. And so therefore, in tabloid terms, they're recruiting more Jane Bonds than James Bonds. So forget martinis, shaken, not stirred. We're talking kale-based smoothies, presumably. Shaken and whizzed for the under-21 generation. And interesting as well, they say that people with social media skills in particular should apply. So apparently having a halfway decent Facebook profile will help us fight terrorism. I had no idea.
Me either. Thank you very much, Adam. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in the UK.